preach to us.
If you will, turn with me to the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 6 this morning. I want to say it is good to be in camp meeting. Thankful for what this place has meant to me. And been a place that I've got help many, many times. And so unworthy to stand here and preach this morning. But I am thankful for the privilege to be here. And I thank the Lord for Brother Steve. And just want to try to give you something that's on my heart this morning out of the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. We find here in verse number 10 and starting, I want to deal with one piece of the armor of God this morning. The Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Go with me to verse number 15, and this is the piece I'd like to preach on this morning. The Bible says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." And I'd like to preach on, with the help of the Lord, on the shoes of peace. And the book of Ephesians is a book of Christian riches. It is an epistle of fullness. The writer, we find, is in chapter number 1, verse 1. His name is mentioned, and he is the Apostle Paul. We find that it's written in Rome. Ephesians is the first of the prison letters that the Apostle Paul wrote. Paul, in the book of Ephesians, he presents to us the great truth of being in Christ. There are two key points to the book of Ephesians. One is the position of the believer, positional truth of who we are in Christ. This is found in the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians. And in the last three chapters, you find our practice is discussed on how we are to live. We are to live different than this world. As you come to the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, you find that warfare is mentioned. And we find that he is addressing believers. We find here that the Apostle Paul tells us in the realm of spiritual warfare. Remember what Paul, he was familiar with the Roman soldiers. Paul knew the army, Roman army well, and he knew how to use a military metaphor. It is God's responsibility to provide the armor, but it's your responsibility this morning, and it is my responsibility that we put it on. The Christian life is a battlefield, and God has given us an armor in the midst of the battle. It is vitally important that you and I put on this armor. I'm glad the good news that I can report to you this morning is that we have all the resources, we have the power, and we have the principles in which we can live a victorious Christian life. We find two truths about the armor of God. We find that our strength is in the Lord. That is our strength. Our strength is not in ourselves, but it is in the Lord. Aren't you glad of that? We're to stand in the power of His might. And secondly, we must have on the armor this morning to put on. It's the idea I read in Brother Rod's book. It's the idea to envelope or hide yourself within. Aren't you glad this morning that God has given us an armor that we can be covered in? He's not left us out there in the midst of the battle without any armor. Oh, but I'm glad that God's given us the resources in which we can stand, to stand against the wiles of the devil. You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about?" I'm talking about his schemes. I'm talking about his cleverness. I'm talking about his tactics this morning. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 11, Paul tells us not to be ignorant of the schemes of Satan. Satan wants to destroy you this morning. He wants to pull you off the battlefield. He loved nothing more but to shut the doors to a camp meeting like this where people have found help. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy your home. He wants to destroy churches. But I'm glad this morning that we can stand in the finished work of Calvary. We can stand because of what Jesus done at Calvary's cross. I'm glad the victory was won at Calvary, friend. We can stand because of Calvary this morning.
We see the soldier's enemy, but I want us to look at the soldier's protection, and I want us to look at this piece of armor, the shoes of peace. Now, we know shoes, they are vitally important in the day and hour in which we're living in. I think about a construction worker. I mean, he has to have steel-toe shoes to perform the job in which he's in. Maybe a cook down there in the cafeteria. Maybe they've got to have those slip-resistant shoes in order to perform their profession. I think about our athletes. They have to have cleats in order to perform the job in which they are to do. And just as important as shoes are to those professions, I want to say that shoes are vitally important to the Christian soldier. As important as they are to professions, they are important to the soldier. Paul draws our attention here to the feet of the soldier and being ready. He mentions the word standing in chapter number 6 on many occasions. I believe that it is vitally important that we zero in on these shoes of peace. If you didn't have the proper footwear, my friend, you could not advance. Julius Caesar, and we read of Alexander the Great. They were military commanders, and they had much success because of their mobility on the battlefield. And you and I'll never do anything if we don't have our feet where they ought to be and have them with the armor of God. Nothing is more important to an armor than being able to move and fight. We find that soldiers oftentimes drove hobnails into the bottom of these sandals or these shoes in order to grab traction, in order to grab stability. And we find that we have that traction this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say this morning that if we don't take on the armor of God, we are destined to stumble and destined to fall. There's two ways that I've heard the armor, these shoes of peace preach. You can preach about evangelism and spreading the gospel. And I want to say that, praise the Lord, we are to spread the good news. Paul stood firm for the gospel when he said, I am not ashamed for the gospel of Christ in the book of Romans. And he expressed his readiness to spread the gospel to the Greeks and the barbarians and even to those also at Rome. But I believe this morning Paul is making an emphasis here on standing and fighting Satan. He says prepare. Preparation, it means being ready. It means established on a firm foundation, having a firm footing. He uses that word, having shod. That means literally to bind under. Thus mean bind under one's feet. We are to be ready for whatever we face as Christian soldiers. In order to stand firm, the soldier must have secure footing. You say, preacher, how am I to stand this morning? I want to tell you that the gospel is the firm foundation in which Christians are to stand. We have firm footing because of the gospel. The gospel gives our lives. The gospel gives our feet support and stability this morning. Our grip, our traction, it's based upon the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel of peace here refers to the glorious news that through our relationship with Jesus Christ, that we are at peace with God this morning. Now, I want to say it's not always been like that this morning. Before we were saved, we read that we were enemies of God. But when He saved us, aren't you glad that He reconciled us and He declared us to be at peace with Him? I'm glad the saints, those of us who've been saved by the grace of God, were at peace with Him this morning. The book of Romans says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the gospel this morning. I want to say I'm unworthy to stand here and preach this morning, but I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God one day come by where I was and looked past my fault and saw my need. I'm glad He saw an old sinner, but yet I died for a greater Savior who reached down His hand for me and saved me by His marvelous grace. I have peace this morning because of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Oh, listen, you and I, we're standing on a firm, unchanging ground, the gospel of grace. Our confidence in the day of battle does not rest on our own power, but it rests in the promises of God this morning. The gospel brings peace and brings assurance. We have a solid foundation. Aren't you glad that we're standing upon the rock of ages this morning? The solid rock, the unchanging God. Are you resting firmly in the confidence? Listen, knowing that you're saved. Are you resting in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the finished work at Calvary? His death, His burial, and His resurrection. I want to say, beloved, this morning, I want to tell you this is a good place that we can rest in the midst of battles. I want to tell you, I've fought a lot of battles in my life, and I'm sure you have as well. But I'm glad at the end of the day, we can stand knowing that we're saved by the grace of God. I'm glad during the midst of the battle when Satan's fighting, it's good to be able to pillow your head on the pillow at night and know that you're saved by the grace of God. Knowing, as John said, no man can pluck us out of the hand of God. The devil will do all he can to hinder us and discourage us and bring us down and bring doubt into our lives. He'll whisper in our ears in the midst of the battle. He wants to rob your joy and your peace, but I'm glad that we have peace in the gospel this morning. Amen. I'm glad I've got peace like a river this morning. The gospel of Christ is the gospel of peace, and it makes it possible to calm in the midst of the storm. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, blessed assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. Amen. Aren't you glad of that this morning? I think about in the book of Exodus there, in chapter number 12, in the Passover lamb. And you know the story and how if they put the blood upon the doorpost, he would pass by them over in judgment. I think about one maybe little Hebrew boy that night. Maybe he stays awake and he's troubled about what's going on. But there may have been a father that was there that could reassure him that because the blood was on the doorpost, that God would pass over them. I'll tell you what, we can stand this morning knowing what was done at Calvary. I'm glad one of these days I'm going to a place called glory because of Christ. It wasn't nothing Jared Moody did. It wasn't nothing I could do in my flesh. I could not work my way to heaven. I couldn't earn my way to heaven. But it took the good grace of God coming to where I was and saving me by His marvelous grace. I want to say it's good to be able to stand this morning and say that Christ is our salvation. He is our firm footing.